Let's talk about helping counselees solve problems. Let me give you a little illustration here. So what I'm about to say to you has actually happened to me. I wrote this lecture because of these particular cases. So John and Mary, these are not their real names. John and Mary have a long-standing history of conflict in their marriage. So one day, it's just one day, they're driving together. John asks Mary for $10 to go to, so they're in the car. John asks Mary for $10 to go to the grocery store. Mary says, no, I'm going to go to the grocery store, and I'm going to buy all you need. I'm not going to give you $10. So Mary is, you know, she has the purse. An argument ensues over something needed at the grocery store. The car is stopped. The argument continues to escalate and rage on. Mary actually steps out of the car to cool off. John hits the gas and races off with Mary's purse. Mary does have her cell phone in her hand. She calls the police. So we're talking here about $10 for grocery, and somehow the police are involved now. And Mary ends up walking back. They're not far from their home, and they're actually not far from the police station. She starts walking to the police station as well. And so how does this happen? How does this happen where we're talking about $10 for something at a need at the grocery store, and then somebody's calling the police, and the husband is being investigated for stealing the purse? Another situation. This is not the same couple, but I'm going to call them Mary and John again. Okay, so couple that I was counseling. Mary texts John. Okay, so there's Wednesday night ministries tonight. This is a church couple. Wednesday night ministries tonight, and Mary texts John and asks, okay, John, do you need me to serve alongside of you tonight? We had discussed it, but, you know, I had not committed for this Wednesday night opportunity. We certainly talked about it, but there was no commitment made here at Wednesday night ministries. Mary says she's trying to plan ahead and get a few things done because the rest of the week is busy. So she texts John the morning of Wednesday night ministries. She had not made a commitment, but they had actually talked about serving together in some capacity on Wednesday night. John fires back. If you don't show up, this is on you. Don't make me look bad tonight. They end up having a very lengthy texting argument. I mean, can you solve problems over text like this? And I got to see all their texting. They end up having a lengthy texting argument, and here's where it ends up. It doesn't end up in the police, but each accuses the other of not being a Christian. Apparently, they've lost their salvation over this. I mean, like, what's going on here? So there's a one incident in each of these couples' lives. One resulted in the police. One resulted in them losing their salvation, if that can happen. And there's obviously ongoing issues here. This kind of thing doesn't just happen in a vacuum. But over and over, and you get folks that are constantly in places of conflict. There are folks who simply cannot ultimately agree on anything. So how do I begin to help them? How do I begin to understand myself what is going on? Okay. Now, what was the original issue with the thing that ended in a police? What was the original issue? If we talk about scripture, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only words that are edifying according to the need of the moment. In the police situation, what was the need of the moment? Okay, $10. Now, I don't know if the husband was going to buy a lottery ticket or anything like that. I don't think it was like that. It wasn't provocative and scandalous kind of a purchase at the grocery store. So there was some kind of a life need. In the other case, that ended up in them accusing each other of not being Christians, what was the need of the moment? Some kind of a scheduling issue that night, right? So a need of the moment, the $10 for the grocery store, the scheduling issue, somehow becomes a conflict. What's the difference between a problem and a conflict? And this will be crucial. If you don't get anything else from this lecture, I'm giving you the end right now that is the basis of this lecture. What's the difference between a problem and a conflict? You don't have to write this down. It's in your notes. I see you all taking notes. What's the difference between a problem and a conflict? He said, Brent, I don't know. That's why you're here teaching us. Okay, well, let's talk about foundational understandings for problem resolution. Understand the concept of a problem. What is a problem? I need $10 for the grocery store. Or there's a scheduling possible conflict tonight. I'm thinking I kind of discussed a schedule, but I'm really not sure that I can commit now. So understand the concept of a problem, something that causes uncertainty or difficulty and hardship in life. Okay, so in one case, in the example I gave you, it was money, a resource issue for something that I have a perceived need for. In another case, a potential scheduling issue. In each of these cases, there is a difficulty. It may not be a big difficulty, but there's something there. This is really called life. I need to do something in life. A perceived or real difficulty that arises. And difficulties often arise from needs that we have. I need something at the grocery store, and because I don't have it, I need to go get it. I have a scheduling difficulty, and I can't see how to make all of this work, so I need to make a decision. And in these two cases, this is normal life stuff, okay? But in the end, one is in jail and one is not saved anymore. So, for the moment, all I want you to do is recognize that there's life issues, and we all have them. It's called life. That doesn't mean it's a conflict, okay? Problems can become conflicts. And the counselor will do well to ask this question. Okay, so I see you guys fussing and arguing, and we all struggle with that. Tell me the original circumstance. Well, my husband asked for $10 for grocery store, or my wife texted me and said, I can't come tonight for Wednesday night ministry. And there are infinite numbers of difficulties or problems in life, resource limitations, schedule limitations, the death of a loved one, problems in life, job loss, car crash, child disobedience. Why is it so important to identify the original problem? The original problem, not the conflict, the original problem. Why is that so important? And I'm going to repeat your answers for the sake of the folks online as well. But why is that so important to identify the original problem? Yes.
Once you know the what.
Yeah, once you know the what, you can begin to understand the why of why is it so important. Why is it so important to identify the original problem? Yes, sir.
Because you can't get to the...
Okay. Fruit and root discussions here as well. Okay. Any other thoughts? Getting to the original instigating incident, the problem of life. Yes, sir.
Making sure that...
Okay. So to help the couple get on the same page as well. So the counselor, God has given us all kinds of issues in life. Life is not the Garden of Eden. None of us know exactly how life in the Garden of Eden was, but it was apparently this. There was cultivation of the garden that God expected, but they could just reach out and grab fruits and be satisfied in the garden. So the work that we have now is not the same that it was in the garden. The Garden of Eden, Eden means, does anybody remember what Eden means? It means delight. Okay, so this world right now is not delightful very much. There's glimpses and pockets, but in the Garden of Eden, the issues of life were not quite there. It was different. But now, east of Eden or post-Eden, why does God allow issues? Why does God allow issues in life? Why does God allow me to experience a need? What is God doing in allowing me to experience the need of somebody else? The problems that cause uncertainty, that stimulate, okay, here's a need. Why does God allow us to have those post-Eden, east of Eden? Okay, that's a statement that says, well, how does that relate to the problem, Matt? Okay, so God is working through the problems to